I'm here in Los Angeles. We're talking about fraud. This place has become one of the epicenters for fraud, waste, and abuse in America. $3.5 billion just here in Los Angeles County, we think, around hospice and home health care.
So the federal government has opened up a new front in America's war on fraud. And it's brought them to California, where the scams ripping off our country not only mirror those found in Minnesota, like fake daycare centers, but expand upon those schemes with brand new ones, which, as you're about to see, are even worse.
Man was contracted with the city and county of Los Angeles to house and feed up to 600 homeless people, but instead he was misusing tens of millions of dollars to live a luxurious life.
How is accountability measured by the state?
It's how many volunteers you have, it's what the weather is like. It's, you know, there's been a lot of, so it's an imperfect process. And I'm not naive about that.
These fraudsters, and these do tend to be foreign influences. These are Russian, Armenian gangs, mafia, that are leading a lot of these efforts, we believe, have been able to corrupt and work with doctors who are willing to lie.
California has spent $24 billion in the last 5 years on homelessness, and no one can account for where that money has really gone for. So the first thing I did was set up that task force, and all we did is follow the money.
We are seeing real progress, and we are investing in what we know works.
What we have witnessed is a sevenfold increase in hospice in LA County. Sevenfold. That doesn't happen naturally.
So according to the vice president, the fraud happening in California is way worse than Minnesota. And what nobody's talking about is that even Minnesota, with its fake daycare centers and all the stuff they got going on over there, that's just the tip of the iceberg. We're barely scratching the surface on fraud in this country. But as America watches the walls close in on Tim Walz and Ilhan Omar, California's governor has got to be terrified, as the same types of fraud operations there are not only being discovered in California, but seem to be much more numerous, with even less guardrails, allowing scammers a wide open back door into America's bank, where they steal billions every year. But here's where things get even worse, because it looks like in California, we've got mafia groups and cartel-linked gangs running some of these operations. Which means America isn't just getting ripped off, it's getting robbed to fund criminals who may not even be within the U.S. itself, revealing that our welfare state supposedly funding medical clinics and homeless outreach for the less fortunate is actually propping up fugitives across the globe. But that brings us to the real reason the federal government is now in California investigating all of this stuff. These scams, these $7 billion scams, these cannot exist without a political support apparatus. That's right, we're talking about state-sponsored fraud. And here's how that works. Politicians pass laws and enact programs that are impossible to supervise, either because they're hard to access in the case of home-based daycares, or because they allow an unlimited number of medical facilities to just open up and then bill the government with nobody ever coming by to check on these places until now.
So you can see these are medical buildings. They've got Cyrillic writing, Russian, Armenian writing. On both sides, there's lots of action, it seems. I don't know how many patients are getting care, but in this four block area in Los Angeles, there are 42 hospices. So either there are a lot of people here, or you've got a fraudulent activity that is so good that everyone wants to get in on it.
So this is how you figure out which places are a scam and which ones are legitimately helping people. You go by and you look at the place, see who comes in and out, find out what's going on, and there's something going on here. All right.
I'm in Van Nuys in Los Angeles, and this boarded up area above my head here is a big hospice center. There are apparently quite a few hospices around here, 42 within a four-block radius. And these guys stole $16 million. Listen carefully. The main guy went to jail for 2 years, stealing $16 million, which is a good trade-off for a lot of folks. And if you look at it, it's pretty indescript. There wasn't anyone really in there. They weren't doing any services. They just got an address they could claim was a hospice. And then they ran the business, claiming people were at home getting services, which they really weren't. What we have learned is there's roughly $3.5 billion fraud taking place.
Where have we heard this before? Oh yeah, right. Minnesota. It's the same playbook all over again. Get an address, put a sign on the door, bill the federal government, and get rich. But it gets worse.
In hospice and home care, it's run quite a bit of it by the Russian-Armenian mafia. You notice the lettering and language behind me is of that dialect. And it also highlights the fact that this is an organized crime, you know, mafia deal, where you've got folks who have systemically recruited doctors to write false prescriptions, hundreds of doctors participating. They've got 100,000 patients who they've tricked.
Now, this is something that folks like Governor Gavin Newsom, who wants to be president someday, need to take very seriously, because what has been allowed to happen here is a criminal underworld has come in and is now out in the open. They control all of this stuff. You've got an entire illegal economy going on here, all paid for by the federal government with the help of California not watching what's happening. But wait, fraud in California, it doesn't just exploit the medical industrial complex. Oh no, that's not it.
42-year-old Alexander Sucker was arrested. Sucker's $125,000 Land Rover was also seized by law enforcement. The feds say Sucker defrauded the city and county of LA out of $23 million in taxpayer dollars for not only his mansion and car, but a second home in Greece, luxury vacations, designer clothes, and private schools.
Right, the homeless industrial complex, that's getting exploited too. This guy got $23 million and spent it all on himself. And this is just one case. There's a whole bunch of these going on right now.
Prosecutors say Sucker was supposed to provide 3 nutritional meals a day to the homeless, but during one inspection, Sucker only had canned beans and ramen noodles on hand. The U.S. Attorney's Office in L.A. says they are actively investigating at least 12 other similar fraud cases here in California.
Wow, so there are 12 other investigations just like this one. And who is it that's in there shutting these down? Is it somebody at the state level? Oh, no. No, this is the U.S. Attorney General's office who is going after this stuff. This is a federal investigation into the plundering of federal dollars. But now the big question is, why is it that California has so many of these fraudulent programs that just seem to send millions and billions of dollars into black holes where nothing ever happens? And why aren't people like the governor at all interested in investigating this stuff before the federal government comes in?
Fraud on a level that no other state and no other country really has. See, here's just a good example. $31 billion spent on the homeless industrial complex in California over the last couple of years. $31 billion, for perspective, is larger than the GDP of over 100 countries Wow. on Earth. California is spending that kind of money and getting what result exactly? They spent it and they increased the amount of homeless in their streets. Now, the reason that this is happening is because these nonprofits who supposedly fight homelessness are very, very profitable. A lot of them rake in hundreds of millions of dollars of federal money. And I think this is critical for your audience to understand. It's not California liberals lighting their own money on fire in a burn barrel. They can do that, and they do. These are federal dollars. A lot of these dollars are tied to HUD, housing.
So scamming the federal government. It's a multi-billion dollar a year industry. These scammers essentially have their own country in California, a sanctuary state. Who would have thought? But now the question is, these scammers that are just getting rich and have their own country and are earning billions of dollars, who do you think they're going to align themselves with when it's election time? Somebody that wants to crack down on them? Of course not. We saw how this works in Minnesota, where you've got folks like Ilhan Omar and Governor Walz at election-related parties and fundraisers thrown by the very people scamming their state. And what's going on here is the fraudsters and these complexes, like the homeless industrial complex, fully support those who fund them, like Governor Newsom, whether he knows it or not. And here's the thing, if you're gonna run against somebody like Governor Newsom in a place like California, you better not touch the fraud operations. If you come in and you say you're gonna defund these things, well, the scammers are gonna turn around and rally the troops and say you want to see Angelenos living on the streets. They'll say you're no friend of California, that you're an enemy of the people, and that you're heartless. And they're going to say that not so that they can get money from people in California, but no, so that they can get federal money, which reveals that the federal government probably shouldn't have programs that tax the entire country to then take that money and distribute it to various places who may just give it to somebody who's completely breaking the law.
Urban development. These dollars come from your taxes and mine, even if I'm safe and sound here in the state of Florida.
Don't tell me that the prior Justice Department couldn't have sniffed this out.
They could have.
If they wanted to. When you have the head of Abundant Blessings homeless charity living in a $7 million house and driving a six-figure automobile.
Right. While people live on the street.
These are like obvious frauds. Like, let us get on the case. I mean, this is how easy it is to suss this out. And they don't do it because they're part of the con.
Right. 100% right. You've got this con that is exclusively benefiting not the Republican Party in this country. This is a one-sided benefit that hits the left side of America. And you know what? It runs all the way up the food chain. Because guess what? If you want to run for president in this country, it would sure help to get the endorsement of a prestigious governor like that of California, right? You see what's happening here? There needs to be unity on one side of the aisle for people to support that candidate, and that candidate can't come in and say they want to touch the fraud. And this gets even scarier when you realize that the president and vice president were almost Kamala Harris and Governor Tim Walz, who would have been in charge of cracking down on the schemes going on in their states and here in California. Do we really think they would have sent the attorney general and an army of DHS officials to figure out what's going on and stop our country from getting robbed? Probably not, which is embarrassing. Because when you see 42 care centers in a 3-block radius and no people walking around on the streets, something weird's going on. Or when you see the people who are supposed to be caring for the homeless living in multi-million dollar mansions, while the hungry folks they're supposed to be feeding are living in tents on the side of the road, there's a big problem. Which reveals that all of this, these crises as they're called, these are all funding mechanisms. A bunch of kids who don't have food after school. Oh, guess what? That's a crisis, yes, but it's also a funding mechanism. If I set up a charity that is then going to get that money to feed those kids, now I can get paid by the federal government. You see how this works? The same thing with the guy that's living in the multi-million dollar mansion. He says, gee, there's all these people living on the streets. We got a massive homeless crisis going on in California. Oh, if only somebody would help. Well, gee, I'll set up a company that's supposed to help, and then I'll just help myself. These people are funding themselves. They are funding their lifestyles, and they are not going to be knee-deep in the weeds of accumulating government contracts without rubbing shoulders with the people who pass new laws to set up new contracts and can block you from getting a contract. So they feel compelled to donate and support these elected officials.
That you are beginning to see are only happening because of the Trump justice system.
Right.
They're not happening because of California policing itself. It's California and the homeless industrial complex that profits off this. Gavin Newsom's friends, the people who are running the state, it's a criminal enterprise. They are fleecing the American taxpayer, and now it has to fall to the Trump Justice Department to actually prosecute. We're going to help them.
You know what's crazy about this? Had the last election gone the other way, it's not that we would have a president who's prosecuting fraud in places like Minnesota and California. No. The fraud schemes in those places would end up exporting themselves to every state. Because whose job is it to shut these things down? The people running the country. The people running those states. And if that doesn't happen, nobody's going to come in and stop any of this, and scammers are going to take the whole place over. I know that sounds like hyperbole, but it's not. They've already taken over Minnesota. They've already taken over California. They're living in mansions right now. People are living on the street. This is a completely unfair system. And when you hear folks talk about shrinking the size of the federal government, this is what they're talking about. Don't have a massive system that taxes the entire country to just dish money out to people who want to live in mansions. Don't dish this money out to people who live in states that have turned themselves against our country to support people who do not make it a better place at all, while maintaining a perpetual power apparatus in these deep blue strongholds.
Just in the three cases we've charged, we're already looking at over $100 million, and we are just getting started. We have more than two dozen investigations going. And what's crazy about this, Laura, is the egregiousness. There was no vetting and handing the money out, and there's no checking to make sure the money's actually being used. This guy we arrested today, who ran this nonprofit, was supposed to be housing 600 300 homeless people and giving them three meals a day. He bought a mansion in Westwood. He bought a vacation home in Greece.
Wow.
He bought a Range Rover, and he went shopping at Hermes and stayed at...
I think there is vetting, but it's not the kind of vetting that you're supposed to do. No, it's the opposite. When a guy like this on the screen right here, who enriched himself at the expense of the American people, wants to get a government contract, well, he's not the only person that wants that contract. They could only give that contract to 600 homeless people to one company. So who do you think gets it? Is it somebody who is critical of Governor Gavin Newsom? Is it somebody who's critical of people robbing the homeless industrial complex in the state? Is this somebody who's calling out leadership for benefiting potentially from abusive systems that they helped pass and refused to check up on? Of course not. They're giving these contracts to people who can be trusted.
Homelessness, it's a large state, obviously, has most homeless in the country. And homelessness has gotten worse year after year, has it not?
It has not improved. We're basically importing all the homeless people from around the country.
Wow.
The weather's great here. California gives very generous services. And
wow. So California, not only are the systems in place to enrich those who care for the homeless, but they dole out enough benefits and have certain laws and policies that enable someone who wants to remain homeless to do so without actually getting the help that they need. That is sad. That is tragic. That is a system that harms people just so they can be perpetually exploited. The people who create these systems see every single tent on the street as a dollar sign. That's money to them because that's the crisis that they can exploit. If those tents weren't there, you can't have a massive homeless industrial complex profiting off them.
Flock here, we have a disproportionate number of the homeless people in California and their policies attract them.
Mm.
Okay, the public has said, we want to fix it. We're willing to pay the taxes. And so, but the money's not going to its intended cause. That's the problem with states like California. They are the masters of fraud. They enable the fraud because there's no accountability. There's no vetting. There's no checking because all they care about is the headline and appeasing their political constituencies who are all these non-
There is accountability. Let's say you're the guy that gets this $23 million from the government to care for 600 homeless people. What kind of accountability do you think he was subjected to? Well, was he donating? Was he supporting the cause? Was he drumming up support to get people elected? You see, that's what's going on here. Just like Dr. Oz is showing us that we have these gangs of criminals, these mafia groups, these cartels that are out there going after doctors, going after patients, trying to get all their money. We've got the exact same thing here with the federal government, who is paying for these states to dole out their money. They're the ones who are out there checking up on all these contracts, making sure that these people are being good stewards of the opportunity they've been given, just not in the way that does what it's supposed to, not in the way that helps Americans who are homeless.
Doctors participating, they've got 100,000 patients who they've tricked or paid to give them their beneficiary number so they can perpetuate the fraud. And then the criminals are just running the whole organization and quickly scurrying away when law enforcement does get around to prosecuting them. Unfortunately, in California, there has not been a lot of attention on these problems. That's going to change.
So you've got two scams going on here. You've got the zero guardrail systems that are being exploited by scammers who then pressure local officials into passing more laws that enable more of their scams, like these fake medical offices, these fake clinics, these bogus hospice centers. That's one aspect of it. These are organized criminals. These are gangs. And then you've got the people that approach the government to get these massive contracts and are well connected. That's who gets contracts. People who know somebody. You better know somebody if you want a $23 million contract. That's how government money works. And you know what? Government funding of anything is totally unfair to the majority of American people, especially when they are the ones who are being taxed to pay for all that stuff. So when you hear people talk about shrinking the size of the federal government, reducing the size of the federal government, that's the heart of the argument there. I can't go out and get a government contract. I don't know anybody who's going to let me get that. It's like winning the lottery. It's this new gold rush that people are after, but it's not really a lottery if you know the right people. It's not really a lottery if the person who's going to give you the contract knows that you are on their team. You see how this works? I think it's a big scam. I think we're going to see this in a whole bunch of different places as the year rolls on. What do you think? See you in the next video.